This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Yeah, we were talking about this. In our last hour, and I really mean this. And I'm not doing it just because he's sitting here. I did it before he was sitting here. A year ago, if you had said we're going to have one of the biggest labor leaders in our community in the entire state, on our show in our studio, not once, not twice, but three times, I would have said you were nuts. Because most labor leaders would not touch this show. We are in their view, toxic. We talk to conservatives every day. But a guy that has been man enough to be here not once, not twice, but three times is Tommy White, the business manager for Labor's Union Local 872, and he's joining us in studio. We always talk about people that have enough sense to come in out of the rain. You are obviously one of them.
Good morning. Good morning. It's always great to be here.
No, it's fun having you. Let me ask you, why is it that other labor leaders, SEIU, AFSCME, any of the other unions, they view conservative talk radio a place where they ought to be able to get converts like the plague?
You know, I think it's more about everybody's still set in that old way, for us, it's more about getting the word out about jobs. And I mean, if we look at the whole big picture, right? So we have a lot of members that listen to this station. So for me to come on here and talk about, what's going on in the community, I really think there's other labor leaders out there that would love to come on. But they feel that members are going to go, they're going to hold it against them. And laborers, we know our members pretty well. And my members don't hold it against me coming on the show. I love being on the show.
I love it when you come on the show. I got to ask you the first question as I look out the window and I see the rain continuing, and it's just soupy, gray, ugly. Are they working at Raider Stadium?
Well, I just drove by there. So, the hooks are up on the cranes, but I'm sure we have a lot of ground crews down there. We're going to keep this stadium going. That's the greatest thing about Las Vegas is we can build it. This is just one or two days, every couple of months we get hard rain. But we do have a lot of ground crews still on the ground out there. And even if we're not swinging steel or we're not hanging steel, we still got a lot to do on the ground. So there's still a lot of people out there working today.
Are we on track?
We're on track. Definitely on track.
2020 season.
2020 season. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
You're going to be out there on that 50-yard line because a lot of people don't realize the impact you personally have had on getting the Raiders, getting the stadium up and financed and eventually running. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things you did behind the scenes?
When we were going for the special session, it was kind of like, you know, having to deal with lobbying and deal with some of the politicians up in Carson City back then. You know, that's when I kind of really started thinking, like, why aren't the Democrats supporting us for work? And you had a lot of Republicans supporting building the stadium, and at that time, a little bit of the argument was with the Democrats, right? And to have both the Democrats and the Republicans come together and pass that bill, and then to see what it's done for our community, right? So it wasn't just the stadium. So once the stadium was passed, then the convention center was going, right? So, I mean, we're putting thousands of people to work, not just the members of my local, but a lot of the other unions around town. And that stadium just created another building boom here in Las Vegas. And now you see everything else kind of going and getting remodeled. And so it's great. You know, I love having a stadium here.
What I'm just curious, what happens to the guys on a day like today when you're not swinging steel and you're not – are there things that can be done at a site like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, so there's still a lot of preparation that goes with hanging steel. There's still a lot of preparation that goes with the ground. You know, you might have a few guys that will turn around and say, you know what, there really ain't much to do. I'll take the rest of the day off, and they'll go home. It's Valentine's Day, right? So
yep.
You're going to have, you know, got a lot of workers going to run out. They're going to go buy their wives flowers or the ladies that are out on the job are hopefully going to go buy their husbands chocolates, right? But
because they are working, they've got the money to buy that extra nice batch of flowers.
You know, a few years back when there wasn't really that, you know, many jobs going on, we've always made it an effort to do something. And so we had a lot of our members. Valentine's Day was coming. We know it's Valentine's Day is not just the kind of boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. I got a beautiful card from my daughter this morning on Valentine's Day, really. And she wrote in the card, you know, Dad, you'll always be my first love, right? And she's getting married in May. So
you're going to give her away?
Yeah, in May. Yeah.
God, yeah, the big, big, strong Tommy White will have maybe a tear in his eyes or maybe two. You are a part of the effort to recall Steve Soroka on the Las Vegas City Council. Can you give us an update? I know you got to come up with at least 1,850 legitimate signatures, which means you probably have to get maybe, I don't know, 2,000 signatures. Can you talk about where you are in that effort?
Yeah, you know, our signatures are going strong. It's great. We even have people out today and you know, just hearing from the different groups in those communities that, you know, and look, we're not hiding anything, right? So there's nothing for us to hide. We, you know, we're specifically why we want to call Councilman Soroka. And you know.
And by the way, for those that don't know, give us the rhyme and reason why you're going to all this effort and all this this expenditure to do this.
Well, you know, for us, it's you put an ordinance in place. We supported him. You know, we supported him. And his platform was economic growth, building communities, jobs. I mean, I stood next to him up at the special session for the stadium, and he ran on that same platform. And then all of a sudden, we see what he's doing now. So basically, you're going to stop us from building with the open space ordinance, spending a lot of tax dollars in a community that could be used elsewhere to fight lawsuits, which he's got a couple more coming now. We just felt that anytime you want to come in and stop us from building, and you're going to waste a lot of tax dollars doing it.
And by the way, we're not just talking about small change here.
Oh, no.
We're talking about millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, we're probably coming up on $2 million now. And then the city keeps turning around and saying, okay, we'll give another $100,000. We'll give another $200,000. I mean, really, when is it going to stop? He did not live up to his commitment that he made for that community up there, that he was going to come up with a resolution to resolve the issue at Badlands. Basically got elected, walked in there and told the developer, this is what you're going to do. There wasn't like a mutual agreement. He only met with the developer once, and he basically gave the developer an ultimatum. Now, that's not the way we do business. So
Tommy White joining us, Laborers 872, joining us in studio. Has there been a meeting of the minds? I mean, sometimes you have disagreements, even with your friends. somebody you maybe have endorsed, where you can sit down with them and say, look, you're not fulfilling the agreement. I mean, you know, voting for you, endorsing you is like a contract that you say you're going to govern this way and this way and this way, but you're not doing that. I mean, was there any communication like that between your union, you, and Steve Soroka?
Well, right from the start with me, I stood up and sit in front of city council, and I basically said he wasn't at the meeting. I said, if this ordinance goes through, I'm going to fill this room up with workers. And it didn't have to be union workers, because it's not always just about the union worker, right? There's a lot of people in that community that are not part of a union, but they still work in that community, right? And he sent me a text that basically telling me that I should have never spoke to his bosses, right, and without speaking to him first. I still got the text on my phone. So,
wow.
I said, well, I spoke to the city council. I'll let you know when I want to speak to your bosses. And what I think as bosses, as a city council, whether you're the mayor, whether you're a city councilman, whether you're a city councilwoman, your bosses are the public.
It's us.
It's us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're in the process now of going after the signatures. Are you halfway there, three quarters?
We're way past halfway there.
Oh, good.
It's kind of funny, and we talked about this a little earlier. You know, Soroka has walkers out basically saying we're lying and we're not. I have a reputation myself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of funny that some of his walkers now are walking for us, right? So it's nice that you can see when you actually explain to someone the reason why they should be walking and what they're doing, and then they understand. They say, you know what, I want to come over and work for you. And they do. So if they want to, they're out there walking for us. I'm happy every day.
Okay, so explain what happens here. You get 1,850 legal signatures, and then what happens? We have an election of some sort?
Well, we're going to wind up turning that over to the courts, and then we'll turn it over to the registrar's office, and they'll verify the signatures, and we go through a verification process every day ourselves. We want to make sure that we're getting signatures of voters that actually voted in the 2017 election. We are so on track, it's unbelievable, right? And for him to actually go out and hire walkers, which he did because they came to us and told us how much they were getting paid, it just kind of makes me wonder, like, okay, then actually, if you're going to fight this, then you know you did something wrong. Because if you wasn't that afraid of a recall, then you wouldn't have walkers out there. Or you wouldn't be sending mailers out saying that we're lying about the recall. We're not lying. We're not lying. He should just come forward and tell the truth. You know, recently we had one of our recall trucks out there at Costco. Here he comes out of nowhere and starts banging on the window of the truck, damaging the window of the truck. We sued him over it. There's a lawsuit pending right now. We're waiting for Costco to give us the film. And what did he do? We have witnesses, not just my two drivers that were in the truck, but also witnesses from Costco. We have the employee of Costco that actually pointed it out. Because at first, the employee came running over and said, hey, are you guys okay? And he looked at the picture of Steve Soroka on the truck and said, that's him. So then he came back and he confronted one of my members.
And what was his argument? What was his beef?
He basically was like, take that effing truck out of this parking lot.
Did he really?
Yeah. And so since then, we installed cameras on all the trucks because we want to make sure that if that's going to happen, if you're going to jeopardize or harass one of the recall workers or one of the recall volunteers or one of the local 872 members, we're going to make sure we get it on video. And then he turned around and said that he was at a USO, right? Okay, so but the two people that came forward and said he was there, they don't want to give their names. They can't even give a time he was there. So we have sworn statements, and we're going to stick to what we know is the truth.
Now, let me ask you, Steve Soroka obviously taking this thing seriously. He is not going to take this lying down. The city councilmen, they got tons of dough. I mean, they got developers, they got all kinds of attorneys, they got all kinds of people that are funneling money to members of the city council.
Yeah.
Do you worry that you will be outspent and that somehow Steve
You laugh, but I'm just telling you, they have a lot of money. They have $500,000, $1 million. I mean, some of these races, some of these city council races are humongous.
Yeah, you know what? The public should actually start looking at where they're getting all their money from, right? So just this morning, I open up three envelopes, and I get them from Eglin, which is a big attorney here in town, and he's throwing a fundraiser, right? And they actually invited us. And that's
you
good.
You got voted to invited to a Steve Soroka fundraiser?
I got invited to, because of my PAC funds, because of Local 872 PAC funds, we got invited to a Steve Soroka fundraiser. And you know what? That's going to be a lot of fun, because I RSVP'd and I said, I'm coming. Not only am I coming, but I'm bringing the rest of my directors from the PAC funds.
Oh, my God.
And I'm bringing my members that put money into those PAC funds. So I want to see them send me a letter telling me you're not invited. I really want to see that, right? Because I think Eglin is just Soroka is actually pushing Eglin to get a $4 billion contract on opioids, right? So don't you think that's a little bit of a conflict of interest? Really?
Wow! I want to be there for that. I got to see if I can get an invite to that, because that'll be must see TV. Make sure that Jeff Gillen and all the folks at News 3 and Fox 5 and all the TV stations are there. That could be interesting.
Well, listen, they invited me. So if they don't want me to come, you know, they should send me a letter saying I'm
disinvite
not invited.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, disinvite me, right? But even listen, that day, we're going to be on the public streets. I got plenty of billboards. We got mobile billboards. We're going to be lined up all on both sides of the street.
You got ads on this station.
I think
that's great that you're doing this very publicly and very out front. Let me just ask you, if this is a select group of people you're looking for. That you want to get signatures from. Explain exactly who it is, what did they have to do in the previous election. Just give that the basics of who you're looking for.
So what we're looking for is anyone that voted in the election for, Ward 2, right, in 2017. Okay, so if you voted in that election, whether you voted for Bob Beers or you voted for Steve Soroka, it doesn't matter. All you have to be is a voter that voted in the 2017 election for that ward. And the other thing that's great, and I mentioned this last time when I was on, we're getting voters from both sides, right? So we have Republican voters that signed our petition. We have independents that signed our petition. We have Democrats that signed our petition. And the word's out there. And listen, me... If somebody was saying something wrong about me, you know me by now. I'm not afraid. I got big shoulders. I'll come public and take it on. He hasn't come public and take anything on. You know, he's backing himself up on these little social media ads. And listen, if he wants to confront me in public, come on, bring it on.
You know, but just so the record straight, you have filed suit against Steve Soroka?
Yes.
Personally?
Yes, personally.
For damage to your vehicle?
Damage to the vehicle and harassing our employee.
Wow.
And that suit was filed the other day.
How soon can you get in front of a judge to either get a some sort of a cease and desist order? Because otherwise you may be pounding on more of your trucks.
Yeah. Well, we have cameras now on our trucks, so we're going to be able to see anyone that pounds on our trucks. We're just waiting for the lawyers. I mean, you know the system here. We just want to want our case heard.
Yeah. Right?
And if it wasn't him, which he's saying it wasn't him, that he was somewhere else.
There's pictures
pictures on the video of Costco, right? And if you was at this big USO dinner, then come forward with more than two people.
There
and at
go.
Least say the time he was there. Because I took the ride from Costco to Nellis Air Force Base. It takes 22 minutes to get there. Steve Soroka is not known for staying at events. He shows up. Takes a couple of pictures and leaves. I haven't seen one picture of Steve Soroka at the USO event.
Tommy, it's great to see you. If folks want to know more about this recall effort, where do they go?
Yeah, just go on www.stopsoroka.com.
Very good. Thank you, man. Stay dry.
Thank you, buddy.
And give our best to the guys out at the Raider Stadium.
Always.
I see them every day.
And happy Valentine's Day.
There you go. Tommy White joining us live and local now.
Battling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Coming up, what went on yesterday relative to a possible settlement? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Do you remember when 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Great to have you with us, live and local now for a soupy, rainy. It's not often that you see the chance of rain being 100% in the desert, but we got it today. And here in Southern Nevada, we are rain soaked. Sean Mooneyham will join us coming up top of the hour. He's a candidate for city council in Ward 3. Ward 3. Very, very good. Okay, I want to get to the audio sound bites because I got a lot to get in. Jeffrey Toobin is the legal eagle for CNN. And let's go to cut one real quick. This is a very short clip, but I want you to hear this. This is a legal view of the report yesterday from a federal judge determining that Paul Manafort essentially lied to the Robert Mueller people, to the FBI, to everybody, 3 out of 5 times. That's pretty damning. And essentially, it may negate any kind of a go-easy-on-him plea. This was Jeffrey Toobin. This cut one yesterday on CNN.
Well, it's doom for Paul Manafort. I mean, yes, it's better for him that it was only 3 out of 5. But remember, Amy Berman Jackson also revoked Manafort's bail because of his behavior while he was out on bail. I mean, this is a judge who has had it with Paul Manafort. And, you know, yes, it could have been worse, but going into sentencing as a 70-year-old man with this kind of finding is just disastrous for him.
Wow. It's not a good day to be Paul Manafort. I mean, that's sad. He also said, he went on to say, by the way, that he thinks that this will kill him, that essentially he will die in jail, and maybe before that. I love the analysis. Let's go to cut six, because this is Richard Blumenthal, a senator from Connecticut, was on with Anderson Cooper, and they were trying to figure out why Manafort keeps on lying.
The fact that Manafort would turn around and intentionally lie to the special counsel, according to this judge, after he'd made a deal to cooperate with them, does that make any sense to you? What does that tell you?
Well, what it tells me is that the lies were about connections between the Trump campaign and the Russians, or between Manafort and Kalimnik and the Russians, which were not involved in the initial charges. In other words, he was charged initially with money laundering, tax evasion, false statements. Now there is apparently proof of the connections between him and Kalimnik and the so-called Ukraine peace plan, which was attractive to the Russians and possibly offered to the Trump campaign. There are other connections between the Trump campaign and Manafort and possibly Trump himself. And the question is, why did he lie about it? Was it just that he was a congenital liar, or because he was engaged in a cover-up that potentially was encouraged by others involved, whether it was Roger Stone or others who are Trump associates?
And I mean, I still don't understand. If there was nothing untoward about the contacts between Russia and all of these people around the president, why are so many of them lying about their interactions with Russia? If everything's on the up and up, why not just tell the truth?
Well, that is sort of the question of the moment. And after every one of these meetings or contacts, there was deception about them. Take, for example, the Trump-Tara meeting involving Manafort and Kushner and the others involved in the Trump campaign, Trump Jr. The meeting was then followed by a deceptive comment framed by the president himself. The Havana cigar meeting was then followed by a deceptive comment. All of these contacts apparently instigated misleading or untruthful comments, giving rise to the clear impression they lied because they thought maybe they were breaking the law. That's why people lie about things.
Well, yeah, but they lie. Sometimes they lie because they're congenital liars. They lie about everything. And that's what I'm afraid Paul Manafort is up to, and that's why he may spend his final years. He's 70 years old. That's why he may spend his final years in prison. By the way, I love it when Bill Cosby says, this is an amazing experience. this going to prison thing. He may change his mind in a week or so. But the report's out of prison in, I guess, Pennsylvania. I'm just guessing. And the reports are that he is delighted with being in prison. Is this guy nuts or what? We have yet another Democrat who's talking presidential politics. And this is a guy I'll bet you never heard of. And I'm not talking about the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I'm talking about Tim Ryan, a congressman from Ohio, a Democrat, eyeing the Democrat nomination for president. He was on CNN last night. And let's go to cut three, by the way. Let's go to cut three. Because this is how bizarre it is for the Democrats. I mean, they got people that nobody's even heard of that's running for president. Tim Ryan is his name, and he was on CNN last night.
I don't feel any pressure for any timeline at this point, but I am seriously considering it. The country is divided. We can't get anything done because of these huge divisions that we have. And people in communities like the ones I represent, Aaron, are suffering because of this division. You can't win the future divided. You know, a divided country is a weak country. And I'm concerned about that. I don't feel any pressure to make any particular announcement any time soon. But it is something I'm really worried about. I mean, the debate you had a few minutes ago about the economy, where you have 400 people in the country who have more wealth than the bottom 150 million. You know, workers want cut in on the deal here, and they haven't been for 30 years. So it's something I'm considering.
So there you have yet another. I think there's going to be upwards of 40. I mean, you've got people that nobody's ever heard of, like Tim Ryan. And then you've got people like, Hillary and Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. You got all these people that I guess are name brands within the progressive movement. But I got to tell you something. I mean, most of these people, I just don't get. Now, the president has been very vocal. And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut two real quick, because this is the president. He was at a law enforcement conference at the White House. I believe it was at the White House. Could be wrong on this, but he was out at a law enforcement conference. And regardless of what he does with this border bill that would prevent a government shutdown, we're going to go to cut two. That regardless of what happens, the wall is going to happen.
We will get the job done. The wall is very, very on its way. It's happening as we speak. We're building as we speak. In the most desperately needed areas. And it's a big wall. It's a strong wall. It's a wall that people aren't going through very easy. They're going to have to be in extremely good shape to get over this one. They would be able to climb Mount Everest a lot easier, I think. But it's happening. And we have other things happening, too. We're strengthening up the ports of entry. We're using tremendous technology, including drones, but tremendous technology. But it all hinges around the walls, because you don't have the walls, the technology is almost useless.
That's the president yesterday. And can I tell you something? I think the president is toying with members of Congress, and especially the Democrats. I think what's happening now is the president is just toying with him. He hasn't even gotten into full campaign mode. He hasn't even given nicknames to most of these candidates. And there are a lot of people that are questioning, you know, the president talking about the wall and the wall is going to be built. And that somehow this is some sort of a giant deception. I don't know. I think the president has the Democrats right where he wants them. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is a gloomy, just a horrible-looking Thursday. Are we ever going to see the sun? Anybody? Are we ever going to see this? I hope so. It's the desert, darn it. As we continue, live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We have been negligent. We have not gotten to the phone calls, and we're going to do that right now. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's begin with Brian. Brian, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I just wanted to call you and tell you what happened yesterday. I took my daughter to a UMC Quick Care for a sore throat. She's 16 years old. And during the interview process of asking her if she felt safe in my home while I was sitting right there, the nurse asked her if she was born a female, born a girl, and if she identifies as a girl.
Oh, my God.
To a 16-year-old child. And I asked the lady if she was serious, and she got mad at me. And I guess it's a standard question now that they ask all children when they go to these UMCs. I think that's ridiculous because children are impressionable, and I don't want my daughter thinking maybe there's something wrong with her, you know, which there's not. She looks like a girl. She's very feminine. I just couldn't believe it.
Did you ask anybody? I mean, did you go to some supervisor to ask?
I'm planning on it. I'm planning on contacting the CEO of UMC and finding out what's going on with this and why are these questions being asked to small children? Because I think it's ridiculous.
Wow. How did your daughter react to it?
Well, she's very comfortable in her skin, so she was okay. She laughed it off and replied, but you know, not all children are like her. And I'd hate to see someone else's child, you know, get a complex or something over this.
Well, and secondly, is it any of their business?
No, she was there for a sore throat.
I understand. I understand public safety, but that to me is invasive. I mean, that's personal privacy.
Yeah, I'm not real happy about it. I'll tell you that.
Will you do me a favor, Brian? Will you keep in touch with me? Will you reach out to me when you do get a chance to visit with the folks at UMC? Because that to me is that ought to be out of bounds for a 16-year-old girl. Come on.
Right, I agree. Absolutely, I will. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoops. Can you take that off? There you go. I think I may have locked him in. Sorry about that. There you go. There you go. Sorry about that. That was operator error on the part of the host, and it happens all the time. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by our friends at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, for those of you that don't know, today is Valentine's Day. You do not want to forget Valentine's Day. Trust me, as a guy that has failed to acknowledge Valentine's Day before, I know what the consequences are. Now, this afternoon, beginning at 3, you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Ichabod's, call them right now for red. They do still have some reservations open. So give them a call right now. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And again, they'll start serving Valentine's Day at 3 o'clock. I love that. Get an early start. Okay. I want to get to the audio sound bites. We talked about Tim Ryan, a guy that a lot of people don't know. He's on the Appropriations Committee in the House. He's a congressman from Ohio. He is a Democrat. And he was on CNN yesterday. Let's go to cut four. Cut four. This is Tim Ryan, who, by the way, like a lot of Democrats, is talking positive about a border wall, but in smaller parts than the president. Listen to this.
He's not going to get a wall from sea to shining sea. Many of us are saying, look, if the experts are saying we need a barrier in this part or that part, you know, fine, let's do it. But the reality of it is 90% of the drugs are coming in through the legal ports of entry. And that's where we need investment. Most people who are here and are undocumented have overstayed their visas. 50 to 75% of the people that are here like that. So what are we doing where the real issues are? Fentanyl, which is getting laced into heroin in places like Ohio, where we see people dying all the time, that's coming in through the United States Postal Service. And this guy's caught up on a border wall that he's obsessed with. And you hear him talk about it. I mean, it just, it for most people, it's like, yeah, we need border security, but it's not 1,500, you know? We like planes, too, but we don't want to ride in the ones that Orville Wright was putting together.
I love that stuff. I love that stuff. The most troubling thing that we've had, the most troubling piece of audio comes from Jeffrey Toobin. This is Cut 5. And talking about the Paul Manafort ruling of yesterday, that the determination by a federal judge that he had lied 3 out of 5 times. I want you to listen to Jeffrey Toobin because he says Manafort's court ruling will essentially kill, maybe before too long. This is Cut 5. This is Jeffrey Toobin yesterday on CNN.
I saw Paul Manafort in court the other day. This is a man who looks like he's dying. He is walking with a cane. He looks disoriented. He has declined so precipitously in prison that when you realize he has now lost his cooperation agreement and the chance for a lower sentence, and he's facing an entirely separate prison sentence in the Virginia case, a 70-year-old man is looking like he may die in prison, and it is just a profound thing to think about.
We're showing video, but that's probably older.
No, this is how we remember him,
right?
As you know, this is how he became a public figure during this investigation.
Right.
He is almost unrecognizable.
Really?
Today.
From this video.
Almost unrecognizable. You know, he's got gout. He's walking with a cane. Apparently, he's using a wheelchair a lot of the time. Prison is rough for anybody. And, you know, yes, he did wrong, and he did wrong over and over again. But, I mean, this man is really, really in danger of losing his life.
That's kind of sad. No matter how bad this guy is, I mean, nobody should be in fear of their life relative to Paul Manafort. Maybe Paul Manafort is a guy that ought to get a pardon or a commutation of sentence or something just to get him out of a solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, hard to believe it, we've got municipal elections coming up just around the corner here in Southern Nevada. And maybe across the state. I haven't checked. Stick around. A candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 3. I could be wrong. I think he's the only Republican in the election. By the way, I hate nonpartisan elections. Let's call Dems who they are. Let's call Republicans who they are. Quit with the subterfuge. The really smart people know who these guys and gals are. They know the Republicans from the Demo Rats. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a 4-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. you'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215.